Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Live a bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math at. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler that, my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your masters, slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy, who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it, however, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen that act grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Good evening. This is a True Grudge Racing channel, and I am your host, Big Sham, representing Rough Racing in Chicago. My co-host, Brother Mouse, is not going to be on right now. So, we winging it. man, we just had a grudge race about 3 minutes ago. I'm looking at Three Lug versus Didi. It looked like Three Lug then pulled it off. I'm on Facebook. I ain't got the call yet, but I just looked at Facebook. I'm just walking through this door. It looked like Three Lug pulled it off. I guess we'll hear something in a minute. But nonetheless, another great Thursday. We are here live on Thursday night. Let me give a shout-out to my sponsors, as always, Brother Leroy, the Clocks Off crew. Brother Mouse in his absence. The Motor City Mafia. The all day, every day, all night, morning, 1-800 Keep It Real show. Off the Trailer, By Nine, you, and you. It was a great weekend. I'm trying to multitask. It was a great weekend this past weekend. Big Drag and Drag Nation News. Their annual race, Saturday, Sunday, last Saturday, Sunday. Great turnout, great race. It was a lot of races. I'm going to read them off, the ones that I know. If I missed you, I need somebody to tell me what the race was and who it was. I didn't get a chance to write down, and I was trying to get somebody that had the information, but I was going off the top of my head of the ones that I could remember. Yeah, I'm going to read them off in a second. I'm trying to see if I can get somebody on here to tell us something. Let's see, what is this? This is this weekend. This weekend coming up, Dragway 42. Young Money, they doing it again this year. That's tomorrow, starting tomorrow and Saturday, Dragway 42. A lot of locked-in races. That's going to be good. And then we got the following weekend, Iron from Set on Kill, having his race at 41. That's the August the 14th, I believe. Let me look at this calendar, I think. oh, man. Unbelievable. Wait a minute. Yeah, August the 14th. That's next weekend, Iron's race. And we got September the 4th. We got Vaughn, his first race. And then the big stage, September the 18th. Y'all make sure y'all write these days down. It should be very interesting these next few weeks and weeks and months for that matter. It should be pretty good. We're going on down the line. Yeah. oh man. Yeah, it should be pretty good. Let me see. Hold on. Let me get this list. Man, it was all right this weekend. It was the weather was good. The racing was good. Let me see what we got. I know I'm missing some, so y'all help me. Anybody want to help me, y'all, so I can write them down? Wait a minute. Let's see something. Let me get this list out, y'all. I'm going to go back to this board in a minute. I'm sorry. I ain't on the board. I'm walking and talking at the same time. Hold on. Let me go back to the board. Let me see something. Okay. Who is that? White Castle. Come on with it. What I missed? I know you out there.
You just missed a killing in Union Grove, Big Sam.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Lord. Oh, my goodness. What happened?
Man,
who got killed?
Three loves just buried DD.
What?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Gap band?
What two cars was it?
Blue Thunder and Pac-Man.
Out the back door?
Yes, sir. Check your live.
Oh, no. They went out the back door. Shut up.
Hey, somebody had to come on Junior Doe and let him know that Petey was gone, man. Petey dope off that dude, man. Left that dude.
Oh, my goodness, grief. Ooh-wee.
Killed him, Big Sam.
Shut your mouth.
Unbelievable.
Oh, man. Let's write this down. Hold on. Let me write it down. Let's see.
Hell of a race, big fella.
Hell of a race.
Yes,
let's
sir.
See. Three Lug versus DD. Yeah, that's some good action. I appreciate them. It's always good to have them. Three Lug called me this afternoon when it happened. I said, "Oh really?
Oh really?"
I said, "Well, I know somebody gonna go live, and I ain't even get a chance to see the live. I was working. I'm just getting to the house to start this show up." And I told somebody, I think I was half trying to look at it and start the show at the same time waiting on somebody to come on to tell us what happened. Oh my goodness. Well, I'm sure that's gonna start something. It always does. All races start other races, so I'm sure it's gonna
got Bushwick in the house too.
Oh. Oh really? Who else there? Is anybody else there?
Race car Vaughn and crew.
Oh. Oh really?
Oh really?
What cars they got there?
Yakety yak, don't come back.
Oh, they got yak car there. Okay. Oh
yakety
well.
Yak. Don't come back.
We shall soon see if something going unfold with that.
Right.
What it look like?
Oh yeah, he ain't did none of that. I think they're gonna pull the cop to the stage in like a minute.
Oh okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. On a Thursday night, ain't that something?
Thursday night,
unbelievable.
Yes.
Now, White Castle, you was there. Wait a minute. Let me go off this list of what happened this past weekend. Let me see. I know I'm going to miss something. You was there. You might be able to tell me who I'm missing. I got wait a minute. Let me see. Where does it start at? Okay, the first one is C-Dub versus Buford. C-Dub with the win. I got now this one happened on the street. Skin versus Sam in Mexico City. Skin with the win. That happened on the street this weekend. Yeah. I got a call about that one. He left. Yeah, that was I think that was Sunday. That was Sunday. Let's see.
Oh, wow.
I got Brian from Ground and Pound versus C-Dub. Brian with the win. I got the return of Little Johnny. Little Johnny versus Freddie and Mr. B and White Castle and crew. Little Johnny with the win.
Little Johnny for the win.
I got Freddie, Mr. B, and White Castle and crew. Versus Hootie, Freddie, with the win. I got Ant with Three Lug and that crew versus K-Dog. Ant with the win.
Ant
I got Double D versus, I don't know who the boy is, but versus that Regal. He gave him a spot
twice.
Yeah, Double D won twice. They raced twice. Back to back, he won both times. I got Yak versus Steven with Canelo Varela Motorsports. Yak with the win. I got Ronald Lake versus that Impala. Ronald Lake with the win. I got Peoria boys, Terry, his brother. I think that's his brother with that boo versus Jack.
With that boo.
Yeah, the Peoria boys with the win. Peanut versus Vaughn. Who won that race?
Won.
Peanut?
Peanut
with the win.
Yeah.
Let me see. Okay, who am I missing? I know I'm missing somebody. Who did I miss? Let's see.
El Segundo ran somebody, Big Sam.
Did they run?
Did
I know they were supposed to run. Who did they run? Because I thought they was running. Who was they supposed to run? I don't know. I heard that name.
They got that blue 69 El Segundo. They ran somebody.
I know El Segundo, but I'm trying. Who was he supposed to run?
I can't even think of this fella.
I heard. I didn't see it, but I heard that they were supposed to race. I know I'm missing some. I know I am. I just can't think off. I don't know. I was trying to rack my brain.
Man,
trying to figure out who it was. Huh? Let me see.
That money crazy, man.
What did he say? Is money on the mic?
No, he just sent me a text.
Oh.
Oh, man. No, I ain't going to talk about that fight. Mm-mm.
What? Oh, no. No foolishness. No foolishness. Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
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 I swear. Just, I don't even, I can imagine, I can't, I can only imagine, that's all I could do. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out, I know it's something I missed, but that was eventful in itself. I know it's something that I missed. I'm trying to think, who did, who else was down there? Yeah, I can't think. If anybody knows, y'all can tell us. Let me go back to the board. Maybe somebody else might know. Somebody, if you raced it, man, you might want to say who you raced at. Them boys, I know that was on Mexico, too. Day-Day, them Hill boys, they raced Sam, and Day-Day won. Yeah, the Cadillac, he won, too. Wait a minute. Let me see. Oh, there he go right there. Here come the foolishness. Good evening, sir. Your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing, Sam? How you feeling? I heard you call my name, man. What's going on?
Funny. You don't know me, money.
I'm just going by, man. I'm just trying. I'm just saying, man. I was at home, man, and there was a couple of things that I seen, a couple of races, but you missed one, man. You missed a good race.
Which one did I miss?
The white guy versus Tommy Gunn, and Tommy Gunn for the win.
Yeah, I missed it.
That was a good race.
Probably some foolishness. That's why I missed it.
That was a good
race. That's probably
man.
Just why I missed it.
So somebody made a mistake of using the N word against the wrong N, and
oh no,
he lost that race. He lost that race, man. It wasn't even close.
Oh,
man.
My goodness, Bree.
It is what it is.
Unbelievable.
It is what it is.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on.
What's going on, kid?
Man, ain't nothing. Just watch this massacre up here at the Grove.
Well, what happened, man? You know it's Thursday. You know you get down every Thursday and Friday at the Grove.
Yeah, Three Love just buried Dee Dee.
Yeah, you forgot Day Day and Yak ran, Sham, Sunday.
Oh, Three Love got away from Dee Dee?
Man, Gap Band was playing money.
Oh, man.
Somebody had to go knock on Junior Wonder and tell him that Petey was gone.
He was gone. Hey, man, he gone already. Oh, my bad.
There he go. Hold on, money.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Damn.
Yo.
Yeah, we still on here.
Yeah, this is Jeff. This is Jeff. What's going down, fellas?
Hi, how you doing there, Jeffrey?
I'm okay. I'm just trying to see where did Tommy Gunn lose at. I'm the driver of the car. We didn't race nobody.
Oh, Tommy Gunn didn't lose. You didn't hear what I said. I said the man called the wrong person the wrong name, and Tommy Gunn for the win. I didn't say.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Tommy
Gunn
for the win.
I would say shit. I'm confused, goddamn. I ain't raced nobody. Shit.
Oh,
I'm just trying to get down the track.
Oh no. He said the race. I just wanted to point out the race. That was a race. My man called the wrong person the wrong name, and he lost.
Oh,
Tommy Gunn for the win.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn. No. Hey, we ain't supposed to be doing that. We grown.
We but, ain't supposed to be doing
happen.
That, but he won. Yeah, yeah. You know,
yeah, shit happens,
you know,
man.
That certain shit you don't say to certain people.
Yeah, I try to get Big Buddy, man. Look, Big Buddy changed. He changed a long way since I came back in the crew. We ain't never fell out, but it came back, goddammit, and we changed a long way. And he's more of a man than a lot of motherfuckers I do know, man. He know how to walk away, but I'm telling you, when you test him, then, goddammit, come on, bro, let's walk away.
All right.
You know.
Yeah.
But it's all good, though. It's all good.
Yeah. You can't be comfortable. You can't be comfortable around everybody with no BS. You got to respect everybody. You can either do it one or two ways. Either you can give them the respect or they can take it. It's your choice.
That sound like money. There's money.
What's
I'd rather
money?
Give it.
Yeah. I'm good,
man. No
I'm
doubt.
Good, man. I'm recovering. I'm over here recovering.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's all. I just want to chime in, man, because, you know, I heard my brother's name. Goddamn shit. I got to goddamn shit. Defend,
well,
no doubt about it.
Let me clear that up.
I got you. No doubt about it.
Good for the win. Yeah.
I got you. No doubt about it, man.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Where everybody else at? Goddamn shit.
Oh, they still on here. Everybody getting ready to go to 42 this weekend.
Yeah, Pine called me. He called me and asked where we were coming, but Johnny got a prior engagement, so.
Yeah. It's going to be real nasty up there, boy. They say 42 is a hell of a track.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Cow to the cow.
A hell of a track. Yeah.
He told me it was a hell of a track, man. But, you know, this ain't the first. This ain't the last, so.
Oh, yeah. And shit, they getting it on now up there at the Grove, shit. They doing
that.
Yeah,
I was watching that.
Yeah.
I was watching that. Three Love keep pushing. He keep pushing. He going to get it. I'm going to get it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. One thing he ain't scared to do, he ain't scared to line it up with nobody. He ain't scared to get in the lane with nobody at all.
No doubt about it. I like that. Shit.
Yeah. Shit. Spend too much money in these cars and just let them sit up and rub on them with a diaper. Shit, got to try to get some of that money back.
Indeed,
get some
of
that money back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But yeah, I'm going on mute, man. I'm gonna finish listening, goddamn, until we call it again, goddamn. That's it.
All right.
Money, hey, you got my number, man. Give me a call, man. You out and about? Stop by. You know where I'm at. All right.
I got you. All right.
Okay, bro. All right.
Later.
Yep.
What's going on, Money? You on your starting up some shit, huh?
Oh, no, man. He was asking about the races, man, and I just named one that they missed.
Oh, man. Not,
hey, what's up, kid? What's up, Money?
What's happening? What's happening? Not when Tommy Gunn pulled the shoes in the man's face, did he?
Yeah. Hey, kid. Hey, man.
Yeah.
It's certain shit you ain't going to call certain people at certain times, and now you know.
Hey, Money.
It's one of them times. Yeah.
Hey, Money.
Because he learned the lesson.
Did he clear him?
Hey, Steve. I heard you was there, goddammit, like Eyewitness News, man. They was trying to call you. You had to put your phone on silent and left it in the truck. Didn't even want to ask.
You been what now?
I say, shit, I heard you were right there on top of it, like Eyewitness News. And Gazillionaire tried to call you, shit, yo. You had to put your phone on silent and left it in the truck. You weren't trying to answer nobody.
I wasn't trying to get involved. Oh, Steve said, no, he ain't putting that time. Don't have me being Steve. Cheryl Burton on Linda U.
He say Cheryl Burton. Yeah. That motherfucker said, Daddy went right there. God damn it. Get him on the phone. He ain't answering. Shit.
Hold
Daddy
on.
Ain't going to get
Hold
that
on.
Shit.
Daddy on there. Hold on.
Unbelievable. Okay. Who I miss?
Big Sam is on 42?
I think so. I think I am. I'm trying to see now.
Sam, what's up?
I think so. What's going on, Brother Mark?
Nothing much, man. Hey, if I may, I'd like to take a moment to give my condolences to the Hill family. The Hill boys, they lost an important member of their family, and my condolences. And if there's anything I can do, let me know.
You said they lost who?
The Hill boys, they lost a dear family member.
Oh, okay. Well, absolutely. All of them boys. Man. Everybody get a turn one way or another. So,
I know they're hurting right now, but hey, man, it's going to get better.
Yeah, that's that's all you can do is, man, keep them lifted up. You know,
yeah.
Keep them lifted up, man. This is true. Let me see. Big Mark. Okay, yeah, that's everybody that I had their hand up. What races did I miss? I know I missed some. What did y'all see? Because I announced them, but what did I miss? Can y'all give me an overview?
I think that was B-Finn. B-Finn said you missed somebody. I can't remember who he said. I think that
it was like a bragging rights race. I was sitting there when that happened, but I asked.
And then you asked about Elliot. Elliot was supposed to run. He was supposed to run Mr. Beaton with Freddie Cobb, but it ended up not getting off.
That didn't happen. Okay, so he didn't end up. I thought. Yeah, they had brought up.
Then he was in the race. Vaughn. After that didn't happen, and then the track got messed up and. That shit money we're talking about has occurred.
Yeah, oh, okay.
That Tommy Gunn cleared Donald Trump.
I don't know the names of who, you know, the particular individuals, but, you know.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I didn't see it. I heard some half about it, but, yeah, he did, I guess, what he thought was right at that particular time, so. Oh, there you go. I'm trying to get these races to let everybody know about these races. Something that I missed. That's it? I know it's something else. It's got to be something else because I know. It was quite a few races. It was quite a few races. I see Yak name down here a whole bunch of times. I know that. Yak must have felt pretty good. Let me see.
Hey man, have y'all heard anything about CW, man? Is he all right?
Nah, you know what? Somebody need I just heard that, and I promise I was like, what? Somebody need to call. I'm gonna call him myself. Now that you say that, somebody just told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some fool ran that to him. I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable, man. Man, we got to do better.
Come on, CW with Lenny.
Yeah.
They was on their way home. And
somebody ran into him, came down the wrong side. Yeah. Coming from the racetrack. I saw it already flop. Yeah, three lugs just beat Dee Dee. Yeah, that was ridiculous. Let me see. Oh, my goodness grief. So what y'all got? Y'all got anything? It should be very interesting coming this weekend. We got our own, the Chicken Man himself, locked in. Who else is locked in? I think, Zay locked in with Tony Bynes. And who else locked in down there? It should be some pretty interesting races coming this weekend.
The Michigan boy James Black is locked in with Bynes too.
Yeah,
It ain't gonna be no more interesting than it was at 41.
Oh, it's going well. I mean, racing is racing, brother kid. As far as I'm concerned, it don't. Certain people they pick and choose which cars what. I don't care what the two cars are, as long as they racing, fast, slow, or the other. Man, somebody told me Richie Rich was out there racing the other night in Mexico, too. Is that true? Do anybody know about that?
Yeah, I saw that.
I heard that.
He was out there. Yeah.
Yeah, he raced somebody.
Yeah,
I don't know who won, but I just that I heard somebody say Richie Rich. Wait a minute, let me see. Yeah, that should be very, very interesting. Wait a minute. Jeff, I'm opening you back, Jeff. You must have fell off some kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Oh, they go off the trailer. Come on with it.
You hitting them?
Let me see.
Man, so
off the trailer, your mic is open.
Oh, happy day.
Brother Lee, talk to me.
Hey, Sam, we got to start a
GoFundMe
page. Gotta get
people
out of jail in Wisconsin.
Wait a minute. What happened? What I missed?
We gotta get three lugs out of jail in Wisconsin.
Oh man. Unbelievable. Yeah, they said it was a massacre up there.
Yeah, it was.
They said it was a massacre. Brother Lee, I know all y'all on the mic. Where's Off the Trail at? This is his mic. He got multiple people on this mic.
Yeah, Sam.
Y'all up there?
No, I'm at home. No, I ain't going.
Oh, you at home?
Stay at home. They charge me too much money, Sam.
They
charge me 40 to get in. They charge Jeff 20. So I guess they see
me. Oh, no. Unbelievable.
No, I didn't go. I couldn't go. I had to finish my cousin, one of my cousins. I had to get that car down. I've been going to Ohio. I had to get that done.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Yes, it should be very interesting. Come tomorrow. Shoot.
Yeah.
If they ain't careful tonight, I'm waiting on to see if something else. I guess that done took all the air out of everybody up there. They say they got a couple cars up there tonight. Brother Lee, you up? Is anybody on that mic? Are they there besides White Castle? Let me see. Nobody?
Nobody.
Okay.
Scrap,
no, I ain't there, fam. I ain't there.
You ain't there? Is Scrap there?
He was. He left.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He did.
As soon as he feel ready,
he did.
Get out of there.
Oh, man. Huh?
You know what Three Dogs should have told him?
What he should have told him?
After he whipped his ass, I don't know why I'm fucking with people with short money. That's what he should have told him.
Oh, man. Really, brother?
That's what Three Dogs
should have told his ass. Oh, my goodness grief.
That
ain't so.
Damn, Lee, that's how you feel?
Sure I do.
That's what he told them. He told them they don't fuck with the people that sell money. So he got shot up.
And not only that, when they went over there to lock it in, he motherfucker was backpedaling. They was trying to do 1-on-5 or more. He the motherfucker that said, no, 2,000. With his super rich ass.
Unbelievable. Well, I don't know.
They gave him everything he deserved. They gave him everything he deserved. Enough.
You think he's going to come on the phone tonight? You think he's going to come on the phone tonight?
No, he ain't gonna come on the phone tonight. Again, they straighten it out over there on his ass. Oh man, man, y'all tough. That's all I can say. Y'all tough. I don't really. I don't. Yeah, they gave him a wheel alignment. Tyrod was a little crooked, so they kind of straightened him up a little bit. Oh man, what's wrong with y'all?
Say it ain't so. Hey, you know, hold on. Hey, Sam, you know, this is the morning show. Hey, you know, they up. Hey, Sam. Hey, Big Sam.
Huh?
Hey, Sam, goddamn, when Petey left there on them, they said, Didn he say, I don't want to fight no more?
Sam, come on now. Oh, everything I love, I don't want to
your face. Oh.
Unbelievable.
I see Mr. B call himself lining him up up there. I seen him up there. He's important today now.
Lining who up?
Okay.
Oh, B-Bob was lining three love up.
Okay, I'm just happy.
Wait a minute. What is y'all saying? I'm trying to understand what y'all, what's really going on. Oh, shit. Chuck, your mic is open.
Who won the goddamn race? Three love.
What up, Sam?
What up, Chuck?
I knew that was going to happen.
Nothing. I was trying to figure out what the fuck happened, too, because I can't talk in code. They telling me some shit in code.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Right.
Who,
I'm trying.
Who the
I don't know. Can somebody get some clarification?
Who the motherfucker hollered 105 and only had $2,000?
Uh-oh.
No, Three Love was trying to lock in 105. Then that's when the other guy said they weren't going to race for that much, only for 2,000.
Okay.
But Three Love got the win, though, right?
Yeah, Three Love got the win.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
How many times I told y'all, there ain't no fucking Buick whoop no Chevrolet, man. They shit ain't right when he get away. They shit ain't right.
I'm going on mute.
So motherfucking weak-ass Buick whoop no Chevrolet.
Man,
that shit right. That shit can be halfway right. They got them Buick. They got that Chevrolet. They going to tear their ass up now.
So,
I don't give a fuck what they talking about now.
Hey, Skin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What the fuck is wrong with Terry? I'm caught in.
Terry, what you mean? Ain't no Buick whoop Terry O either, man.
Terry will keep whooping.
Terry will beat the fuck out of him. That's the only time in life I'm been with Terry O. He run a Buick. He run a weak-ass Buick. He got, man, he going to beat the fuck out of him, man. He can't whoop Terry O. He's a lying motherfucker. Terry O got a little block. So what the fuck you think a big man going to do? Come on, man. I've been telling him that for the longest. Now, ain't that embarrassing? Bud let Didi fuck him up. Ain't no motherfucking way in hell he gonna whip Ruby Red. No kind of way. Bud and whip Ruby
Wait
Red.
Wait a minute. Bud and Didi ran.
Yeah.
Damn.
Didi beat the fuck out Bud twice. Ain't no way in America that supposed to happen.
Hey.
You know what I said, didn't you?
Oh, damn, I missed
out. Beat his motherfucking ass twice. Ain't no way that's supposed to happen. Man, I got right in board cop, running on 7-cylinder, beat the fuck out, D.D.
Oh,
man,
okay,
can't
okay.
No motherfucking Chevrolet. He's picking them good. I like that, though. He tearing a motherfucking ass up now. But a real Chevrolet, you can't whoop no real Chevrolet, man. They don't make enough power for the Buick. They don't make enough power for it.
Oh,
wait.
Man.
You got a point there.
Man, you get you set a good 360 head on a big block, man. You're going to kill Didi. What the fuck is he doing? Come on, man.
Man,
don't make enough cues for that motherfucker. He ain't got enough RPM to stay out there. No,
he must not be on his line. He must don't hear you.
I wouldn't give a fuck where he was at. He can't whoop. No, that's why he be making up all that shit and getting mad at motherfuckers talking about you got the white man going in your car. Because he know he can't fuck with no Chevrolet. He fucking with them Jitty Boys. Ain't fucking no goddamn Chevrolet, man. That Chevrolet going to kill that motherfucking Buick. Buick ain't nothing.
Hey, Charlie, you said 360.
Man, you got, hey, your car better weigh 1,500 pounds if you got a Buick motor in that motherfucker. Talking about fucking with a Chevrolet. And the Chevrolet got to weigh 3,000 pounds. Then you get away. You might get away.
That would never happen to
Lowrider.
And I just came across my desk.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, we talking about Didi, motherfucker.
Oh, really?
We talking about this
unbelievable.
Didi got. He ain't fucking with no Chevrolet, man. Chevrolet is gonna kill him every time. Only motherfucker he gonna work is me in a Toyota. He gonna whoop Kamala Harris. Now he'll whoop that. He beat the fuck out
of
Kamala
Harris. Oh, my goodness,
great. He gonna whoop a Toyota.
Yeah, he gonna whoop that Toyota.
Y'all rough on the
court. He gonna whoop that motherfucking Chevrolet. Not no big girl.
Uh-oh.
You lying motherfucker.
Mister, your mic is open.
Hey, just can't hear me. He knew I was. Not my daddy, but he knew I was coming, and I got to ask him.
Yeah, I knew you were
why
good,
every
sir.
Time a,
yes,
why every time a viewer wins, the Chevy ain't right. Every time a Chevy get their ass,
uh-oh,
look, y'all holler,
right behind
him, right.
Sensei, your
he
mic is open.
100, he
take, he no, 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 look, sir,
oh,
I'm not going
to
say you wrong.
No. I listen to you. A Chevy go out there and take 100 ass whoopings. Y'all come out there 100 times and say he ain't right. Now I'm happy 3 Lug won. They ain't like he ain't never whooped 3 Lug ass before. But every time that Buick win, the first thing y'all holler, that Chevy ain't right. That's the most backward shit your son ever heard in my life. And all y'all got to do is
okay,
keep on.
I just want to throw out this out there.
As soon as I say this, you can throw it out there. All the Chevy boys got to do is hold on. Because the day is coming. The ass whoop is coming around again. Everybody
oh,
had
shit.
That day, but y'all done took a many ass whoopers from a Buick. But just know, it's coming again, and the same thing going to go. That Chevy ain't right. Every time a Chevy get their damn head split, that one ain't right. But go ahead.
Hey, son, let me rephrase it. Let me rephrase it. Hold on, bro. Let me rephrase it.
I see dad and son, y'all.
The motherfucker that he whooped, that I know about, he had no business whooping. He can whoop a whole bunch of Chevrolet. But the motherfucker that he done got lucky and whooped, something wrong with him or something wrong with the driver. They was on ecstasy pills, man. Can't no fucking Buick whoop some of them cars that he was whooping. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hold on. If he had a whooped him one time, I could see that. But he been whooping on y'all ass for too long to just say a Buick can't whoop no Chevy now. You know,
Okay. Hey, that's just like, if I go in there and whoop. If I go in there, a little motherfucker go in there and whoop Floyd Mayweather that ain't never fought, he ain't supposed to do that. That's how I feel.
I don't know. Who was that calling, brother?
Oh,
I
heard shit.
Someone
I'm call.
I didn't hear nobody. I heard someone calling.
Nah, they ain't call you, brother. They ain't call you unless your name is Buick. If your name is Buick,
nah,
they won't
call
you.
They tell me that. I heard these.
No, you know what? He right, mister. Somebody did call. Somebody said something about low rise. They did say something about low rise.
Don't get him started.
That's right.
That's
hey, Brad D, but you really know what I was saying?
Yeah.
I was saying,
yeah,
don't Chevrolet just get the money, man. He don't get no kudos for whooping no Buick. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's right.
Buick get
right.
All the praise in the world when he whooped the Chevrolet.
Yeah, I agree with you because out of my career, I got praise like 80-85% of the time. I agree with you. 85% I agree with you. I only ran one generic. That was the white with the Cadillac. Like, everything else was Chevrolet, big bucks, small blocks. And I got praised like 80 to 85% of the time. I was always praised. I agree with you.
Who got all that noise in the background?
It ain't me.
And you chill.
Nobody won't meet their mic.
That's what I'm saying.
A bunch of guys
down there. Unbelievable.
You can't even hear Brother D talk. I can't even hear.
I heard the background. I didn't know who it was. I heard no one back. I agree with what Ballhead saying. I agree with you.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Like
I
say,
I
ran in my career.
Big Chevrolet. I kicked my hat off.
In my career racing, I ran one generic, and that was the white with the Cadillac. Thing else was either big block, and I only ran two small blocks. And I win 85% of the time,
yeah.
So I agree with you. 85% of the race, I won. I can count the ones I lost on one hand.
And guess what? If you would have went undefeated, I'd take my hat off to the Buick. Because to me, it ain't, you know, I don't take my hat off to the Chevrolet when they both can move people.
Exactly. It's a generic car. That's why drag not getting into action with automobiles right now. You know, because it's generic car.
That's why they should be giving you a spot when you come out, Brady. They should give you a spot, man. You show them a fucking Buick. They should give you a spot with that motherfucker.
Now, you're so right. Oh, yeah,
they should give you a spot.
Right.
Now, if you fuck around and whoop them head up, you get the MVP. You fuck around and run them head up, whoop them, oh, you get the MVP. For them to get up there and think they can whoop you, it don't matter what your car look like and what theirs look like. If y'all get up there and agree to run head up and you whoop that goddamn Chevrolet, you a bad motherfucker. But if the Chevrolet whoop you, he just a motherfucker. He ain't no bad motherfucker. He just a motherfucker.
If my car comes to a view, I got a mind to jump out there. Especially a big block. He really should get a spot. But, you know. This new fire racing just ain't the same.
Unbelievable.
It ain't unbelievable. Huh?
I'm back.
Go on with it.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Would you agree that a Buick ain't got no business whooping no Chevrolet?
Nope, they don't run fast enough. But They get up there, because I'm going to tell you something. What I just seen tonight, three little one nowhere near where he's supposed to be for power. So that lets you know that Bubba and Buick is close.
Oh,
what I've seen.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this.
That say it sounds like y'all got a lot of work to do.
Hey, hey.
I'm gonna tell you this. If the Buick whooped the Chevrolet, he get all the praise in the world. I praise CD for fucking up Bud. He ain't got no business whooping Bud.
Hey, Petey, dope out that Junior so hard. They say Junior's over there getting some head, and it must have been good. Good God, no way.
Hey, that's sad. You pay, and then you know you got to pay the girl. You got to pay to cut the clocks off. You paid to cut the clocks off, and they still cut them off.
Oh, look, they didn't flash the boot time. They just flashed the regular time, right? They didn't flash both lanes. Oh, the shakedown pass, all right. That was the shakedown.
I'm killing the shakedown. Okay.
That was the shakedown. He made the same exact hit 2-3 times. Same exact hit.
K-U-S-E-Grove, you might as well just go on home and say,
I had to leave, because I was going to travel with this fella, man. I'd be calling for the trailer, you know. I got some shit on.
Oh, happy day. Big money is gay.
Man, I can't believe that they passed the man.
He has to pay
that money to go to that goddamn track and the bitch ass people up there passing people's time, man. That's crazy. Hey, man, that's fucked up.
Uh-oh. They're going to shout it right now. I got him.
Hey, Sham, that's fucked up, Sham. Mm. You go to pay your money.
Yeah.
And how does it cost to get up in that motherfucker? And they cut the fucking clocks on the people, man.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
So live.
Every running. Thursday and Friday night at the Grove.
So was.
Yeah, that's
not a fast car,
real interesting.
There's some fast cars that can
Did they have the clocks? I mean, was people asking for the clocks to be on? I don't understand.
Hey, Sham. Now, you know Didi's a favorite up there at the Grove. You know they already know. Certain people, they know they grudge racing.
Right.
You go up there too much. You go up there too much for them to even cut the clock on.
Right. They supposed to hear this side of the racket because they know he likes the grudge racing. They put it. But you already had this time. Sure it does.
He didn't have a good one in there tonight. That's all.
Man, stop it. all of them good when they crank up. Well, I know this. He'll be back.
Yeah,
he's going to fix it and shit. He's going to fix it and shit. They're going to do it again.
Not that.
Yeah.
You know
he's going to
That's what I'm saying.
He got to do it one more time now. He got to redeem that Buick.
Him and Three Lug always go back to back like that.
Yeah, he got to go to Hogan, lighten it up some more. Then he come on back and try him again.
Oh, Lord.
That bitch on down 15 numbers. That's the only way he going to win, get down 15 numbers. He going to win, there we are.
Hey,
Jimmy. He got to have a pro mile with you again.
Hey, that nigga lost all around the board. They showed his time, and he got an ass whooped. That hurt.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That
ass pulled out.
That hurt.
Pete, don't fuck the fuck out, Junior. Pete was coming through cars for you.
Hey, Leon.
That shit. I thought Diddy was driving that motherfucker car where Pete was up there. I ain't lying. That goddamn Pete was gone. I was like, ooh, sweet.
Oh, you know Pete gonna get on the side of there. That's the young gun, baby. Petey said that motherfucker was shaking. Goddamn, like one of them 47s. He stayed in that bitch, though.
Hey, let me ask you a question, old scapper. Did they run the eighth or the quarter?
At the back door.
They were at the back door.
How the fuck did he stop that motherfucker, man? His brakes ain't that good on that goddamn boot. Ain't no speed down there to grow. How the fuck he stopped that bitch? Did he pass you?
Hey, the brakes got good, and brakes got good when he turned that W light on. They said, okay, I got you. Slow down.
Okay. Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. The cucumber sore as shit, and that bitch, I damn near couldn't stop that bitch coming down to that motherfucking groove, man. I don't like that goddamn groove. Shit. Motherfucker, that goddamn groove. That motherfucker ain't got no stopping room.
Man, you mean to tell me that some cars went out the back door? I'm still astounded.
I can't believe it.
and stop them motherfuckers. I can't believe it. I don't believe it, man.
Both cars do a lot of testing up there. They both love that track. They love the Grove.
I'm glad they did.
I tell you what, dude. Petey, I'm going to cut his ass for that line real quick. Lay it out. Oh, man, what is this spot? Got there, Petey, right there. You know, I got to get to him. The young man is pretty bad. He's sharp, though. Real sharp.
Young punk.
I like that.
If you get to him, Petey is in a bad motherfucker. God damn, he's bad.
Hey, that's what happens when you get CPAP. Practice to make.
Whoa.
Instead of bringing them goddamn muscle mans out there, because they got muscles, they can race and get the ass knocked out their head every time.
Come on, man. Don't be like that.
Better learn how to race, or you get out there and try to grab hold of people.
Well, I figured, you know, if I would have to think about it, I would say, Three Love kept knocking the tires off. Any fight, so don't even watch the tree. Just go let him lead. You're going to catch him anyway. You know, if I would have to think about it.
Well, you sound like that beer is slow as fuck. Then lead and go get him.
You know, that's the only way he's free. He said, don't push the tree. You'll catch him anyway down there.
I always tell everybody, hey, you got that HP, you ain't got to push the tree. Let's get out of there. Where you going? Can't stay there.
Come on,
there.
Man. Don't tell me the Buick can't stay there. Y'all lying. Somebody lying.
Man, it's chest out, man. I'm over chest out. I bet he won't come up there right now and say, oh, small chain, nigga.
Hey, he was a real bird, though. I think he was more bird than with Bushwick. Yeah, Bushwick up there. He looking at Yak's car. He said he was a real. I got out of there.
What they waiting on?
I think they waiting on Yak's shit, because he didn't say he wants to run. And I know he wants to run with Bushwick.
You got to find somebody to grab hold to, because right now they feel like a goddamn scam.
Wide open right now.
That nigga hollering. He out there hollering right
now. Don't do that.
Did you see that? Did you see that disturbing Zoom?
Who? You talking to me?
Yeah. Did I see it?
Oh, hold on. No, I ain't see it, Chael. Let me see what you got.
Take a peek at that disturbance.
Hmm.
Good God, oh, man.
Unbelievable.
I don't want to kill that motherfucker. I want to kill him.
And get him up there. He probably whip us up there, Scott. I don't want to take a chance.
Oh, kill him.
Because if we go fuck up and get fucked up because of a fucked up ass track, you know, they're going to tear our ass up anyway. So I won't be why I ain't got to get off that dead. Oh, your mom.
They trying to keep you coming to Ohio, though.
That's what they're doing.
They told them about Ohio, so I don't know.
Well, They might chase him. They need to chase somebody. They just got their ass tore up. That's another nigga, old rich-ass 105 nigga, and got his motherfucking tooth pulled with no motherfucking medication. He bleed white blood.
Yeah, they tried to really goddamn tighten it up over here. With the back fella.
My.
That rap.
That what happened though, crap to you. The one on I noticed the niggas on 105, they gambling with peanuts.
Huh?
Yeah, Sam. I heard that's the second nigga I heard 105 that went to 2500. Same nigga out of lock on 105. He hurry up and grab a $1,500 lock here now. So I know you know what that means when he grabs. He hurry up. You hear me, Sam? He hurry up and grab that $1,500.
So what you telling me, Leon, these motherfuckers betting it's no gold money, huh?
Me, Chuck. I heard a motherfucker fight over $1,500 race today. The other day. Oh, I bring you for $1,500.
No
shit. Same they always holler 105. You can't bet enough. Old $1,500 and even got fucked up there.
Telling Paul. Come on, Bob's here. Bob's here, too. There was Preacher Boy
and
got it, too, and they was goddamn
pissed off
of this shit.
Man, Preacher Boy need to lead them people off. They got cars. They got cars, and they racing, and you up there just watching. He said to lead them people along. Well, they have to take them
Bob,
hey, Chuck. I always have my 2005 on 2000. So every now and then I sneak up on 3000 because I got a little extra. I done worked on one car extra that week. But the 105, I told y'all these mother have strokes with that shit.
You know the way to say it. Say I'm gonna bet this much, and whatever happens later is all gravy. You
right.
Know? Everybody ain't got that type of money to bet. Mm-hmm. Keep that shit fair. You ain't getting no motherfucking respect trying to bet more money than the next man. You getting respect if you race.
Yeah. Well, I like when they get experience. They get that experience. They get that good experience. That you can't get out your own fucking way.
Hey, you know what? 2,000, 2,500, 3,000 is a nice, honest race. And ain't nobody going to be hurt.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Sit around here and try to tear a motherfucker down because they bet 1,500, 2,000. Now, he and you would have snuck up and fight for you 1,500, 2,000. You're a fighter now, huh?
Oh,
man.
Wait,
not
wait.
The short
who
person.
Did that? Y'all talk. Is there something we missing?
Yeah, you missing something, Sam, so don't worry about it. Just keep missing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, y'all steady talking about it like, and y'all ain't going to tell us who it is. I'm just
not
curious.
Not that short purse.
Hey, Sam, the Grudge will. I'm going to say the Grudge will. The Grudge will.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hey, Sam, let me tell you something. I'm going to come out to get on your ass. You know, now cut out and quit starting some shit, Sam. You know who these poor-ass niggas is, and you know when Juan's gambling 1-on-5 and 2-on-10, and the ones ain't gambling. You know who the fuck is. We ain't got to call no name. I don't want to argue with no motherfucker tonight because I ain't got no oil pressure.
Oh,
motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
I told him they'd get back poor again. Don't let me know you over there speaking off betting 1500 and shit. You're poor. You know
your folks. Oh, man, not the short person.
Oh, man. Vic, your mic is open. Unbelievable. Oh, man.
Wow, man. Y'all did wild, man.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Oh, that, man. We just talking. We just letting just. I just telling Sam about them with them pole motherfuckers that came back there. They back around.
Man. Oh, man. Then it came on back down.
I most definitely agree. Shit, I just want to race for about $500,000. Mother told me to get that pot up. Told little guy to get that pot up. I don't want to do it.
Not to get it up there. Not to get it up there.
Get
it
racing for $1,000.
There go, man. Hey, Jeff, I can say it now, Jeff, because you just turned on the W. There go, man. They say, ain't shit on the tree. He can't run, but Jeff, there's one thing about it. I posted that video one last year of that white Malibu. I told these motherfuckers that bitch can haul ass down yonder. They go over on my page. you come down there like a bat out of hell. I said, look at this motherfucker coming down through here. Shit. I got the
They're a raggedy motherfucker, goddamn, got squiggly, goddamn, and that's shit. Hey, I'd rather goddamn lose their rut. That's for sure.
Hey, Jeff, as squiggly was that money when that light came on, you noticed your pocket got heavy. That's what it was.
Lenny, your mic is open.
That motherfucker weighs fine.
Hey, I want to congratulate you for on the win. I want to congratulate you on the win. But that's a good old win. That's a good old win.
I appreciate that.
Don't die through that.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah,
I appreciate that, bro. Hold up.
Who that is?
It's Lenny.
Oh, what up, Lenny?
Why are you talking about me, man?
Lenny, I ain't called your name one time, Lenny. I gotta congratulate my brother for getting up there. Hey, Lenny. You you my man. You too much like me, Lenny. But I got to congratulate my brother because he got up there and he got in the fucking rank.
Man, fuck Jeff. And ground and pound.
Oh, man.
Hey, Lenny.
Yeah, Jeff.
I love you too, Jeff.
I love you too, Jeff.
Jeff, I have to talk to that talk, cause that damn lady up there, and I had to show both of y'all out, cause y'all was cutting up now, and that goddamn lady, he just looked too much like me, he off the chain. That time is a new chain. I told Pete y'all better have something together, cause he gonna want somebody in. Get ready now.
hey man,
that was a good ass race in there.
Hey, that's why we get along. That's why we get along, you know what I mean?
That's right.
We go down there, we do the thing, and it's over with. We still got that shit, still 100, and still going to talk
that's
to
right.
shit until next time.
That's right.
I like that. I like that. Hey, y'all two G-bodies, y'all showed out on some of the motherfuckers won't do none of that. But you got to tell me that anybody won't do shit.
Everybody plays a fool.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Here he comes.
I told Sam we're going to stop some shit.
Here he comes. I knew he was coming.
Everybody plays a fool. Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Honey bee.
The sweetest. You can take one to the head.
Unbelievable.
Man, that goddamn BD said he going to fuck y'all up, Leakin. You're an old crap.
I'm going to tell you before you even keep talking. He sure ain't going to fuck us up because we ain't going no Union Grove and I ain't going no goddamn Cordova. He did it after 41 and come on out.
Now, listen, he races at 41, so I'm sure he'll go because I just asked him again. I said, okay. Listen, yeah. When you go to Ohio, I said, you up in Norwalk and moving around up there, come on up there. Then he gave full of money. I said, you know what? Lock in 105. I said, come on, DD.
Now you're talking about music.
Come on, motherfucker. You're talking about music. Then he put a pause on himself and said, you know what? I want to run around here. I said, Didi, you know we're going up there. Will you run Sunday? I said, listen, get your ass to Martin so I can tighten you up. So now I stroked him enough to even want to play at Martin. I said, but hold on. We got to see what they got going on at Martin Sunday because I don't know. They might have a bracket race or anything. We can't do nothing. And we got to check the weather. Find out. Call me. I said, I'm going to be on your ass, boy. All over. They don't race on Sunday
at Martin.
I was just going to say.
Huh?
They don't race on Sunday at Martin.
Okay, thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it. That's why we didn't mix no money up like that, because he said, you can hold us. I said, Didi, I got no problem with that. You can hold it. But let's find out what's going on, because I don't want to get up there. We can't run, or they got something going on. You know, all of those stuff. So, we don't thank them. But he draws on a little while, crawled up in his hole.
I said, wait a minute, man. He got a Buick. His guys got Chevrolet. What am I hearing? Bud said he ain't ready, but they got the car to race back. So I guess maybe they were testing or something. He told him, goddamn, he was scout there with Bushwick. I said, oh, man. He said, I ain't going to run y'all with Lil Mama. I'm running with Bushwick. I said, I think Lil Mama's Bushwick anyway. I'm confused anyway. Come on. They don't fuck with no Bushwick. Come on, man. Stop it. Young Gun punished they motherfucking ass. Straight punished them. Ooh, wait.
Uh-oh, Mr. Principal, your mic is open.
Who that is that stepped in the door?
The principal. Your mic is open.
Hey, principal. School about to start.
What's happening now? I don't even feel like talking shit to these motherfuckers. Ain't doing nothing. I'm okay. How y'all doing?
Oh.
I'm back on mute.
Oh, wait. Okay.
See y'all at Vaughn Race.
He needs to learn how to drive.
Ooh.
Hey, you need
next
to go
time,
back to Pearl
next
Vision,
time, take the stickers off the. Next time, take
hey.
the stickers off your tires. Everybody
I tried
don't
to
care.
Burn them off on your ass. Why don't you get up there? How about that? Why don't you get up there?
Boy, you on
how
my brain.
You old sneak dissing motherfucker.
Give me
what
I need. Give me what I need.
What you need?
Give me what I need. Two in the break.
What you need?
What? Two in the break.
Shame yourself, man. Get off my. I'm
on. Toe tag, I need two in the break.
I'm on mute, man.
Oh, okay. That's what I
fuck
thought.
Out of. You want some shit sweet. I guess you wanted to at least two, right?
No, we'll go out the back door.
Yeah, I bet we would. That ain't going to happen.
Wherever you want to go.
So,
okay.
I'm going to stop.
Okay,
stop
well, then you tell me.
And I'm
going to
stop
me what you,
your program.
You tell me what you're going to offer me.
A lane. Mouth.
With Toe Tiger?
A lane mouth.
You're going to run me head
a
up with Toe
Tiger.
All right, you win, man. I don't want none of that. Let me show you with my 87. You got action. Lock in.
Why don't you sit down with the 87?
I can't.
Okay, then we ain't got nothing to talk about.
But I tell you what, I'll
and
sit
when,
down
and,
with
and
you
I'm
with that old.
I'll
sit down with you with
you're
that
right,
old six.
I mean, it's okay.
I sit down
on,
with you with that old snitch.
We can't
not
go
big
cop,
mouth.
We
not
said your
big
cop,
mouth.
Man. Big mouth. Secretary.
Big
we
mouth.
Said your
lock in, big mouth.
Come on, you, man.
Oh, that's what
you
I thought.
You want something dead. You want something dead.
I want something dead. I just told you to lock in. I don't need nothing from you, man. Get up there.
What's the problem with you sitting me down with 87? They both the same? What's that problem with?
Listen, they're not the same.
Oh, okay.
They're not the same. That's why.
Okay.
But what's that other one? I don't care what you do. Get up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, lock in, big mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I stand
down. Yeah, I know how to shut you punks up.
You can't shut me up.
Okay, well, then you ain't trying to lock in.
Since you suck the race extra, just your punk ass.
You're not trying to lock in.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't did nothing wrong. I can't run you with the other two. But I will run you with that one.
Get on his ass. Get on his ass.
Mm-hmm.
You're back, big. You're back, White Castle.
Big mouth.
Tagger, how you doing? How you doing,
what up?
Joe Tagger?
I'm good. I'm good. What's up? Who this?
The sweetest. Are you going to Ohio by chance?
I don't know. It depends on if I get the car back together. Why? What's up?
No,
I heard
no,
my car.
I
heard
Toe
Tagger Saturday. I heard it Saturday.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, that was Saturday.
It's all good.
So I don't know if it's going to be ready or not.
Right. It's all good. That's all I was asking.
But
hey,
back to
Pluto. Is Jeff them on the phone? Johnny, I mean. Johnny. Not Jeff. Johnny.
What? Are you looking for Johnny or are you looking for Jeff? If you're looking for Johnny, you're looking for Jeff.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
This is Jeff.
How you doing, Jeff?
Hush. I'm great. Who are you?
Mr. B, I love you.
I love you more, Mr. B. Hey, baby.
Just get to Ohio where I can show you some more loving.
I wish I could, but obviously, you know, Johnny, I talked to Pine, you know, and Johnny got a prior engagement, so that's not going to happen.
Okay.
So.
It's all good. That's
pick another day. Pick another
okay.
day. We ready.
Yeah, we have to come up with something. It's all good.
Yeah, pick another day. We ready. Any day.
Okay. It's all good.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't have to.
Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Big money is gay. Oh, happy day.
I'm going on mute.
Oh, can somebody get Pine on the microphone, please?
Get Pine on the phone?
Not drop.
Okay, hold on.
Not drop a dime.
Your wish is my command. You think y'all,
oh,
you think y'all
already on
y'all,
the mic.
You think y'all something because y'all whooped the Buick?
No, but I'm just letting you know that Sweets is on his way.
Okay, well, just you want me to tap you? You want me to come over there and kick you in your ass tomorrow? I don't tap on the shoulder. I'm going to kick you in the ass so I can get your attention.
I don't want you to kick nobody, especially me. I don't want you to kick nobody.
Oh, okay. I need
Sweets.
If y'all looking for me, put on you a brand new pair of Air Max, grease the toe up, and come kick me in my ass. Give me an attention getter. Don't tap me on my toe. Yeah.
Hold on, Danny. Let me put something in Mr. B and White Castle's head.
Mr. B, any time from 3 to the track close, I'm going to have my eye on you, and I'm going to let you know I'm looking at y'all.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Sam, is you coming up by chance?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
When is that Ohio race?
Tomorrow.
This week.
Oh, it's the whole weekend?
Just tomorrow
yes.
and Saturday.
Okay.
I know I won't be there. Just tomorrow. I won't be there.
Drag Nation, your mic is open.
Hey, Tagatoe. It's also Saturday too, Tagatoe.
Man, I'm in Vegas right now, man. I won't be there.
Oh,
okay. Roll the dice once for me.
I got you.
Hey,
if I do something good.
What
if I hit something good,
up,
I'm going to share my heart.
What happened with the G-Body shootout, man?
Nothing. Nobody didn't want to. It was only two people put their hand up, so I guess, you know, nobody wanted to do it.
How much was the buy-in?
I didn't put out a buy-in because I was trying to see how many people was interested before I did a buy-in, but nobody never said nothing.
I might get a shootout, man.
Okay. What shootout? Who is this talking about? They might get in the shootout.
The Swedish.
Oh, are we? Yeah. We gonna get in the shootout. Orange and black. We gonna try to put a black stripe on that orange, and y'all can try to put an orange stripe on that black. We gonna have a 2-car shootout.
All right.
Head up, 8 Mile Pro Street Track Rules, flip a lane. We gonna get it.
Okay.
Can I get in a shootout, Fine?
No, not with no Shirley McDonald. Not with no Shirley McDonald.
I got a G-body.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chuck, in the words of Tony Bynes,
Hey, Pat.
My bad.
I can't hear you.
Who do Tony Bynes supposed to run?
Tony Bynes run, he run James Black with Quarantine at Burgundy Boo tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Saturday,
I like Tony Bynes.
Saturday, he runs Zabo at 9 o'clock with the White Mustang. And then 11 o'clock Saturday, he raced the Batmobile. Head up, 8543.
I like all of them, 100 each.
Hey.
I like Tony Bynes on all them races.
I see you at the track.
We can lock in that, huh?
Okay, I had a question. Is Robert got the flu or corona?
Robert,
come on, B-Bob.
Oh, you talking about Puerto Rican P?
Who you say?
Yeah, he got pneumonia.
Okay, thank you, Lenny. Is he gonna be okay?
I think so.
So Lenny,
how's
C-Dub doing?
Huh?
How's C-Dub doing?
He's still a little swole up, but he's doing a lot better.
What happened? Okay. He was in the car accident or something?
Yeah, he was in the car accident then Saturday night going home from the track.
Oh, this happened after the track.
Yeah, after the track, he was on his way home. Somebody ran into him on the expressway.
So, Lenny, what's y'all plan? Y'all,
no shit.
Y'all still going to make it, or what's y'all plan?
Yeah, we still going to make it.
Okay.
Yeah. You got Lenny Lynn. I'm talking about. He's coming off the bench.
Okay. Yeah, now Lenny, they told me that somebody was saying that Pete had the pneumonia. So I was, you know, I told him.
What's your boy gonna do, man?
His plans is on being there tomorrow. So I mean, I can't tell you what he gonna do or what he ain't gonna do, but he will be there.
I just want to know what car to bring.
I don't know. Won't you just bring a boat?
Can you find out right quick before I load them up?
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know so I can make sure I bring the right one.
Chuck, who are you looking for, Chuck?
That the big son of a gun.
Oh, I knew that. I just want to get it out.
I want to run him with either car tomorrow.
Hey, Chuck, there you go. You actually
yeah.
gone.
I don't want to talk to Chuck right now. I told
you don't
want
to talk to Chuck.
I'll see him later. Hey, Tim, I just got one question.
What car do you want me to bring?
I'm not getting in that, Chuck.
Just tell me the blue one or the burgundy one, whichever one.
I told y'all what I was going to do. I'm a race.
I can only bring one car now. You got to tell me.
Man, I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, I'm loading up, getting ready to get out of here. We had a rough day.
Well, I want to load up, but you got to give me some indication of which one you might run.
I don't have nothing to do with that. Oh, dang, this thing.
So I might as well just bring both of them, huh?
There you go.
Are you going to race both of them?
We'll come out. Go ahead, man. Go on to finish what you're doing. And everybody see you tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Tim. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Mr. P. Hey, Mr. P.
Unbelievable.
Where Mr. P go?
What else y'all got?
Well, you know, Junkyard is
on the deck. We ain't about to get out here that fast. Who knows? We ain't about to get out of that fast. Look at you. You trying to run already. Who knows?
It'd be very interesting.
Who else locked in, Pine?
Junkyard and James Black at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
So these 11 o'clock, are these at night or are these in the daytime?
No. 5 o'clock. Junkyard race James Black at 5 o'clock tomorrow. James Black run Tony Bynes at 9 o'clock tomorrow at night.
Okay.
Skip Interio is at 2 o'clock Saturday. 2 o'clock
okay.
in the afternoon. And we run, Zabo run Tony Bynes at 9 o'clock, and we run Tony Bynes at 11 o'clock. With the Batmobile.
Wait a minute, Pine. Did you say Terrio and Skip?
Yes, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Saturday.
Terrio couldn't even beat Junior. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, shit.
You forgot about that one, Sam.
Which one?
Junior and Terrio race, too.
Oh, did they? I told y'all to tell me. I don't know. I didn't know. Who won the race? Junior?
Junior clucked his fucking head.
Oh, man.
Ooh-wee.
On it. Versus Terrio.
Hey, Chuck.
We locked.
Now,
don't
Chuck. Chuck, don't make it seem like Junior really did something now.
Hey, Lenny, I'm just going to tell you what everybody else said.
Hey, Chuck, where they race at? This was recently?
This was this weekend. This was Saturday.
Ooh. What? Yeah, we locked hey, Terry. I mean, Chuck, let me tell you how it went. You know,
go ahead, tell me how it went.
They come on and they said, I said, we're going to, you know, I got Batman on. He said, okay, we're going to lock in, you know, some 3 on 1500 or better. Ho, 300 ain't enough for me to get over there. Last time I came, little Will bitch ass paid for me to come. Skip said, man, we're going to do it 3 on 15, man. Let's do it, you know, give the crowd something to do. And, we, you know, it's going to get up there. Ho, 300 ain't enough. So I said, Skip, make it 500. I said, so Terrio said, ho, 500 ain't enough. Make it a G, and I'm coming. Make it a G, and I'm coming. So Skip told him, let me get through Saturday. Sunday, I'll call y'all and lock y'all in. They avoided my phone call all day Sunday. Then they finally called me on Monday. We called me on Monday, and we locked it in, a G on 3 or better.
That's good, Ray. That's good.
So if Pete feeling sick and he can't make it, he got a cold towel on his head, tell him Terrio can buy out for a G ball. $1,000 I'll let him buy out.
They got people that can drive that car now.
Oh well,
it ain't that bad.
I understand that, but I guarantee you when I put the tip of this foot in their ass it's gonna be bad.
Okay.
Hey, Brian.
I just wanted to know.
How you doing?
Hey, Brian, you need to know who y'all locked in with. We ain't locked in with no Terrio. Locked in with Puerto Rican Pete.
I don't give a fuck. They all was on the phone. Lenny,
well,
the three students
no,
was
no,
on
no,
the
no.
phone.
But,
Mo,
hold on,
Larry, and
if y'all be
Mo, Larry, and Curly was on the phone.
You don't look for Terrio for nothing.
You ain't got
to
with Terrio.
No, I know.
Mo,
yeah, but you know, you just still got to know who you locked in with. If I'm on the phone with Chuck, Donnie, and Tate, that don't mean because it's Tate Carr, I locked in with Tate. And I'm the guy in there with Tate.
I know who we locked
well,
in with.
You talking about Terrio can buy out and Terrio can do it.
Well, I was just making it sound good, Skins. I was making it sound good.
Hey, but sometimes you fuck up, but it's the whole world listening to the show. You fuck up some
oh,
shit.
Well,
I think Lenny needs to drive most of their cars.
And they didn't lock in with Pat. They locked in with Skip, motherfucker. So ain't nobody going to be looking for you for a dime.
Yeah.
And you can't tell nobody to buy off for shit. Because you ain't got nothing to do with it, nigga.
Did you hear me? The G-Ball.
No, Skip might say, man, they can buy it for $200, man. I don't want to do that because I don't want it like that. You don't know what the fuck Skip might say.
I already talked to the man. He said he probably would have let him buy it. But Perio came on there trying to buffalo.
But why would they buy it, though? What are you talking about? They coming with the car. What are you talking about?
No. I'm saying if they wanted, if they was, you know, they couldn't make it because of the competition.
No, that's what they told me, though. Can I tell you what Pete and Lenny them told me? They said, if you motherfuckers want to buy it, it's going to cost y'all $750.
Yeah,
$750.
We don't
want to
buy
it.
We won't.
But then why the fuck you think they want to buy it then? Don't nobody want to buy it. Just get your ass on up there.
We going to be there. We'll be there tomorrow. We'll be there.
We know that. And they going to be there, too. They going to be there tomorrow, too.
Well, if they want to get froggies and feel like they want to leave, no, we can't.
No, if y'all want to get froggies and feel like y'all want to bow, I'm going to let y'all bow for $750.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let y'all bow. I'm going to go talk to them.
They can buy
it, man. Either one of y'all want to buy out. Chef Lee's bag of ass will be frying fish all day. So come get you a plate.
Hey, Lenny, y'all can buy out for $900. $10.99. I'm going to put the penny up.
Yeah, all right.
hey, Pine, I think if Lenny drive the car, y'all got a motherfucking race.
I don't care who they put in it. They could put Mr. Chevrolet in it for all I care. That weak motherfucker.
Yeah, okay. yeah.
Well, y'all been to the Grove and backfiring and pooping and popping and shitting all over the track, and y'all get the three lug race, can't get down the track like the nitrous ain't come on. Y'all lied and said the accelerator cable broke and things, and you know what I'm talking about.
I think I've seen three, four motherfuckers with the accelerator brake this weekend and lost the brake.
Hey, Chuck, at 145, get up there. Get to the line.
But you know what, though? I got to give it to the boys this week. They were trying to race both days. So they had a little racing now.
Yeah. I was, Saturday was my birthday. You know, I dipped in and dipped out, and I was a little restaurant potato.
You was glued to the internet. Don't lie.
No, I said I dipped in and dipped out. Chuck, Sunday I was glued to the live feed, but Saturday I dipped in and dipped out.
Yeah. You gotta give it to them this week. They was trying to race this week, so.
I saw my boy Lenny when the car didn't come on. Lenny told somebody you a scared motherfucker. He was sitting up there looking like Stevie Wonder with no dreads. You know the hairline pushed back. He was up there looking like Stevie Wonder with no dreads. I was checking him out. I was watching her.
What are you talking about, pal?
When Pete made a hit in stereo car. And boot.
He didn't make you
boot.
Hit. Chuck said they were racing.
They must have been racing. The nitrous didn't come on because Lenny. Then he turned around and had that Stevie Wonder look. You know, the hairline was pushing.
Yeah, that's because he might have lost.
When I turned around and I had that Stevie Wonder look, that same motherfucker that was recording me, I told him to lock his dumb ass in for tomorrow.
I like
it. Yeah.
Hey, Lenny, the key is, did he lock in?
Hey, and he didn't lock.
No.
Good God almighty.
Yeah. He was recording me, but he didn't want to lock in with that weak motherfucker.
Yeah, we'll see what happened this weekend. Unbelievable.
Hey, Pine.
That's it.
You still there, Pine? You didn't get off the phone.
I'm here, Lenny. Go ahead. I'm here.
Nah, that ain't me, Pine.
Nah, the drag talk. The drag talk.
That's who?
Hey, I don't even know who Skip is. I'm going to take Terrio.
Skip got the Batmobile, the Black Burger Capri.
Okay. Well, lock him in, man.
I see you at the
track. Hey, but what difference did that make? Why would you tell him? He said he don't even know who he is. He bet. Your job is to bet him or not to bet him. Fuck, you going to say, oh, it's the Black Capri.
Hey,
I wouldn't have told him shit. A motherfucker called me and said, I won't tell you.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck who you running. The fuck you
hey,
don't
I'm
going to
tell
bro.
You how that race going to turn out.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Drag Nation.
I'm gonna tell you how that race
Drag.
Gonna turn out.
Hold
if Terrio Nitrous come
Drag
on,
Nation.
He wins.
Hold on, Chuck. I want to see the pine go bet, man. Hold on, Chuck. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Drag. Hey, Sean. Better
yeah.
Song 50, Drag. Sean, better song 50. Better 50.
Man, we got
you so confident, Terrio gonna get killed,
hold
motherfucker.
On. Would you
right.
Shut
that's
the
all you know,
bitch ass nigga? What you say, Sean?
Man, better song.
It's back. Give me Tony Bryan too.
Oh, I'm gonna do one at a time. I catch me before they race.
Hey, my God. But God was telling me a motherfucker couldn't bet enough.
Hey, Sean. 50 and 50,
Sean. We on. Look, I'm in the garage ripping on this truck now, man, putting some plugs and stuff in. Any reason I don't make it, your money good. It's a bet.
Hey,
okay,
ain't no problem.
Hey,
okay. Fine. I'll cover this bet.
I'm good for it.
Me, Pine?
He good for it, Chuck.
I'll cover his bet.
Yeah,
I'll cover his bet. He
good. He ain't going nowhere, Chuck.
I cover his bet. He good for his money.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't mess with him.
But, hey, if Terrio and Pine Ray, Skip Ray, if Terrio nice just come on and Skip don't knock the rain out that bitch, it'd be a race.
Come on, Chuck.
You junkyard parts, man, motherfuckers.
Oh, man. Man, don't do that. Fine, put that car together. Don't do that.
Fine ain't did shit. Fine ain't worked on the car in 8 years, man.
Fine
ain't got no time
Chuck.
For that shit no more.
You sure right, Chuck. You sure right.
Yeah, ain't got no time for that shit no more. Just a professional
car.
Shit,
I had the same kind of car. He said, fuck that, I'm going to sell that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I had the same kind of car. I said, I don't want my rims jumping out. I'm selling this bitch.
So y'all going 50-50 on both races, right?
Yeah. Tony
Bynes
and Batman and Terrio and Batman.
You got Tony Bynes and you got Batman. Okay, I got you.
I like Tony Bynes against Quarantine.
Me
who
too.
Like that? Like Tony Bynes against Quarantine. Come on.
That's the one I want.
Yeah. Well, you can do shit.
That's Jane Black.
Oh, okay.
Jane, my man, but I got to go against him. Got me on my shoulder, motherfucker. Man, that's what he
did. Do your job. Get James Black on the line, man. Do your job.
No, he ain't got to get him on. He ain't got to get him on. I already told him, tap me on my shoulder. I want to bet 500. He want to bet 100. I don't even remember them hundreds and shit, you know. That's too small. Too small. Tap me on my shoulder and I'm going to bet you 100. Bet right at the track, right on the motherfucking line. Come on.
That's right. That's the best way to bet.
Yeah, I don't want to bet no 50s all over the motherfucking phone 2 weeks before the region.
You want to get it all at one time.
Oh, I can't remember that shit. Yeah, I can't remember that shit, nigga. But bet me 1,000. I bet I remember that. Or 500. Ooh, boy, I'm going to remember that. But that shit there, see, it's got no...
Hey, Pine. Hey, Pine.
Yo, what up, Chuck? Pine.
So James Black, y'all superstar right now, right?
No, James Black. James Black with Young Money. I'm ride or die. So
I know
he
that.
Might be Young Money
superhero.
I just asked that. I know who you are.
He the save.
Besides Brandon's car, James Black is the shit to beat in Detroit, right?
No, why you say that? James Black won't even skip. He won't even lock. He won't even lock skip in.
Awesome shit.
Oh, okay.
He ain't ready to run.
I was just going to do a little race with him with Cold Blue.
Mm-hmm. He ain't going to run Cold Blue.
Yeah, I like that too, Chuck. Give me Cold Blue. Give me Cold Blue.
Ian, shut the fuck up.
Cold Blue.
I mean, I've seen this car. I don't know what the fuck it is, you know. But I don't hear nobody
hey,
else supposed to make cars but James Black and Brandon car.
Because you know, you don't know it, but every motherfucker but you, Chuck, you must be drinking. Everybody on the phone know he not going to run Cold Blue. That's why I said that. But if you think
well,
I got Jackson, I want to apologize,
just,
sir. Ain't no motherfucker on this phone think he going to run Cold Blue. They ain't going to let
well,
him go.
Well,
you know
I was
Randy ain't going
to
let him go, man.
Hey, Skin, I was hoping that Tim House would jump on the phone and say you're picking on the little guy. And he wanted to be the big brother and take up.
Like, you act like I was blocking your race with
no,
Cole,
hey,
with,
Skin, listen to me. Listen to me. I just fuck with James Black name, and I was hoping Tim House would jump up and say, you picking on the little bitty car, and I'll take up for you. But I see that ain't going to happen.
No, I get that. But the way you
feel
said
what I'm saying?
It, I'm just with how you
because
said it.
I know he ain't
going to
run that car. Yeah, I got it. That was the thing. That's what I was telling you. Be quiet a little bit. And I was trying to get me a motherfucker to jump out the door. That's all. See, we're still on the same page. We're just working a different way.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's all. See, they always get mad at you when you pick on the smaller cop.
But I will say this. If that was the case, Timo and them been fucked that up. So they've been talking about Cold Blue for the last week. He got so sick of hearing that shit, he don't even want to talk about no fucking Cold Blue no more.
Cold Blue ain't his shit.
It don't matter. You're not listening to me. That motherfucker, Timo and them been talking about it to the man all week. Telling me, huh?
Oh, shit. So that's why he won't run it. Okay.
That's why he won't run it, because they keep picking with him with it like they got something to do with it.
He say he won't run, but he got to test his car, Chuck. He had his car, so he wasn't going to race nobody, lock nobody until he tested his car. Keep on trying to get him to run Cold Blue, Kyle, City, Kyle.
I'm
going to
fuck him up just for flying Leon.
Cold Blue. Hey,
I'm
going to
fuck him.
Keep on saying, well, bet you won't run a scandal. Oh, he been fucking with him all week.
Oh, okay. I ain't hear that, you know.
They been fucking with him all week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, they got him
where
he don't
even
want to talk on the phone no more.
No, not Tim. Tim likes to talk on the phone. Guess I go get this bitch out the garage and get ready for tomorrow. Yeah.
Hey Chuck.
Yeah.
The best one to go to PDC is the Mexican with that green vet and the gold 5.0 race.
What you saying, Pine?
That's gonna be the one everybody gonna be up there to see. They run it off the trailer. Yeah. And then they got another race later on that evening. And if you lose the first one and you don't run the second one, you automatically lose.
Oh, you talking about Bryce car, right? The little Mustang,
yeah,
right?
Right.
Okay. I'm with that.
And they running that green vet with that
right.
That
they got two races.
They run the first one off the trailer. Yeah, the first one off the trailer, and then the second one, I think, 3-4 hours later.
Nice. Well, you know, I'm going with Bryce all the way. I don't care.
Ooh. Yeah. I think Oshawty said he like the Mexican.
I like Bryce.
Yeah. Shawty won, who was that they ran the last time?
Hey, Chuck, we'll be there tomorrow.
I'm talking about that. Remember when he had that gold?
I was just talking shit. No, he ran somebody. That was at 131.
Yeah, he was like, I like the 131. He'd be in the pot.
Yeah. I like that car. Yeah. Yeah, Regale or whatever. The Migo. I don't know what the fuck they were. I liked the demo with that other car. I forgot what they were running. I was fucking around when I said 40 feet.
Yeah, that vet ain't gonna even make it. He said he didn't get all. He's still waiting on parts.
Oh man, you ain't supposed to tell everybody that, man. I could have got him a little lock in.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I would have used Ken's line. Hey, like the pot pay.
Hey, Chuck. Not that vet. I'm talking about the vet that when Puerto Rican Pete went down the track on the back wheel, and that other older vet with him. That's the vet I'm talking about.
Oh, when we was there last year. Yeah, I know the car.
That's the one he's talking about. They looking for parts.
Oh, okay. I could have made that little gas money, man. You wasn't supposed to say that. You supposed to just text it.
That doggone Chuck looking in a can of oil.
Man, that motherfucker Chuck said he wanted somebody to come off me.
Tim, how's Ben hung up?
Shit, I probably roll out here about 7 something in the morning.
Oh, okay. I just don't understand what makes these folk with these Buicks think they're gonna whoop a Chevrolet. I just need to know.
Well, you know what, we used to have a really good Buick back in the day, but these motherfuckers so fast now. Shit. they too fast now.
So you trying to tell me y'all sold a Buick because people were too fast for the Buick?
No, the
Buick was good, but
motherfucking Chevy just got too much shit for a fuel. That's all.
That's what I just said, man. I asked you that question. You don't want to answer.
You can't compete. You can't compete.
So is that why you sold the Buick?
Now, we still got the Buick, but...
So
you know,
y'all just got that motherfucker to the side because y'all can't compete with seat belt thing shit.
It only go to car shows.
Oh, man. You ain't got no motherfucker.
We only take it to car shows.
Now, answer this for me. Nah, they asked me this question. I'm trying to get to sleep here. Is that gonna make me change over to a shit rate, or am I gonna still run up you?
No, you still gonna run up you, dog.
Thank you, Chuck.
I believe in you. I just think they should get a Buick spot automatically.
That goes without saying, but the whole problem is
until that motherfucker go from Joliet to Chicago, ain't no need talking about it.
You trying to get him a good release date, Chuck.
You automatically get a floating parole date.
Hey, I want to ask you a question, Chuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If a Buick whoop a Chevrolet, don't they get all the praise to the glory?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, if a Chevrolet whoop a Buick, do they get any praise?
Hell no.
They just want them some motherfucking money. Get out.
Ain't no way in the world a Buick can make the power with Chevrolet, mate.
It's just not possible.
I don't care what you do with
it. Yeah, that's where you're getting
structure. They just ain't got the power. So nobody
can
blow their horn. Nobody can blow their horn if they beat a Buick. You know?
The only thing the Buick supposed to do is give a Toyota a spot. That's all. And the only motherfucker supposed to give a spot.
Yeah, I ain't gonna interfere with your race, Ken. But if anybody blowing their horn about they beat a Buick, they need to look at themselves before even racing that motherfucker because they can't compete.
That's right.
There you go. So what I'm saying, I'm not saying I wouldn't race a Buick if they want to give donate to the church. I'm going, hey, that ain't motherfucking ass.
They can't blow their motherfucking horn about it.
Is Lenny still on the phone? Paging Lenny. Lenny, your mic is hot. Well, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Lenny.
What's happening now?
Uh-oh. Paging Canadian Lenny. Lenny.
Oh, shit.
Well, I guess he don't want to come off mute, Skip. Ballhead or Chuck. Keep us on the phone.
Yep.
Batman, he said, tell them if they coming tomorrow, let's move the race to tomorrow. We ain't got to wait.
Well, you know what you need to do? You need to see them tomorrow and do that. You wasting your time doing it over the phone. Because motherfuckers don't even know what time they going to get there. Motherfuckers might not know what time they going to get there, sir.
I told Skip Lenny was on the phone, and he said if they coming tomorrow, I said, yeah, everybody be there. He said, click me in, so I can tell them we ain't got to wait.
But all you got to do is this, though. When they test and they like what they see how much energy you got. Just get on up there, motherfucker. They going to try you now. They going to try you, yeah.
Who the fuck went to sleep? Well, Skip, we'll tomorrow.
Man, you know somebody went to sleep. Yeah, that'd be them.
I can't sleep.
Put on this tank top.
I can't sleep.
Hey, you know what, though, Pine?
All the kids got to do is have a tank top on. They going to try his ass.
Hey, Pine. You know what, though? If Lenny say he going to race, then you almost guarantee the race.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
Who that?
Lenny.
He probably the one motherfucker on the phone that ain't going to bullshit. He loves to break. Damn.
Y'all need to find out.
Man, someone put the snow on the phone, man. Put the snow on this shit.
But Skip, we'll see him tomorrow. Skip, somebody got sleep at me on the phone. They need to find out who that is. All right.
Hey, fine. Hey, fine. I got a fucked up question. Right now, because I'm finna go to bed. Y'all from Detroit, right?
Yeah, we from Detroit, yeah.
Why the fuck are y'all having a race in Ohio?
I mean, that's because, you know, mileage on. let me tell you, Chuck.
Don't explain it.
You,
I know the answer already.
You,
I'm just fucking
you,
with
Chuck.
You.
Let me
I'm
tell
just
you,
fucking
don't
with
y'all
you.
Stay, don't y'all stay in Chicago? Why in the fuck y'all got a race in Indiana?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, we never. Hey, we have races in Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah. Hey, why y'all have races in Wisconsin and y'all stay in Illinois?
No, we don't never go to Wisconsin.
Y'all don't go? Oh, okay. Yeah.
We ain't running on that
shit. Like I was saying.
I'm just fucking with Cut and Randy. I like Dragway 40.
Is that that man with a beard?
He on here.
Is that that man with that beard? Okay.
Hey, Brian, I was just fucking with you on that statement.
Oh, I know you was, Chuck. I know you was. But I'm finna get out of here, too. I just loaded up the car. I'm gassed up. I'm gonna be rolling out this bitch at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
What car you loaded up, Brian?
Well, goddamn, man. It only takes y'all 3 hours to get there.
Take me 3 hours, Chuck. It takes us 3 hours.
It takes us
6 hours. I'm talking about my clothes and the cooler and the, you know, shit like that, bald head.
Oh man, I thought you loaded up a car.
I'm gonna get on out of here and I'm gonna catch that Waffle House right there in Ohio. Right there in Toledo. Stop down there, truck, sit down and eat. Give me an all star with a sweet tea. I'm gonna whoop it down and get to rolling, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to go out here right now and put the cup full of cow just so I can make it, just so I can park next to Tim. So when I roll up in that bitch, you're going to be there before me. Make sure
God
I park
damn.
Next to him.
Oh, right. Lord, have mercy.
when you see my truck with the car on the back, you make sure you direct me next to him.
Okay, I will.
Can I ask you a question?
I ain't gonna make sure you park next to him if you don't have them tennis balls in them exhausts. Are the tennis balls gonna be in there?
I keep the tennis balls in the exhaust.
So I'm gonna make sure you park next to
him. Can I ask you a question, Chuck? You gonna take Cold Blue, run Tim out, head up?
He gotta give me a head up clear.
Oh no, I'll just ask you because you said you parking next to him and you chasing him.
I'm gonna park to him, but you know what happened last time? We stole the brake and he ran around me and got me. So I'm gonna do that.
Oh, okay.
So all I want is the head up clear from him. And I'll run his ass anytime he wants. But I'm going to park next to him so he can't get away.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're a mean son of a gun.
I'm going to hang up the phone, and I'm going to go out here right now and load that bitch on the trailer.
All right, Chuck. I shall see y'all tomorrow.
All right. I'll see y'all later.
All right.
Yo, Michael Jackson, Dad. Bill, if I wear the Young Money T-shirt, you ain't bet against them. See how they like that.
Oh, dog, what the hell? Oh, dog and them at the House of Hook. Stevie Fast there.
You know, fucking Young Money, baby. Young Money, baby. Not the Young Money.
Anybody else?
Not the Young Honey. Young Honey.
Nobody?
Not the Young Honey. Somebody want to talk to me.
Oh, happy day.
It's
finally is gay.
Big Shell.
Yes, sir.
Where that bald head bitch at a man?
I'm sorry.
You wanna know where I'm at for, bitch? Your pussy ass wanna know where I'm at for.
Well, I asked about you. Or was about you.
Hey, bitch, you know my number, bitch. Don't ask about me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okie dokie.
Hey, you know my motherfucking number, nigga. Like no motherfucker.
Excuse me.
You know what I'm saying? You were just asleep on the phone. Now you want to wake up. Motherfucker.
I'm not asleep.
I'm a brother on your sleep.
Wake your ass up, baby.
Uh-oh.
No, Chuck was asleep. Chuck was not asleep.
Who was Chuck?
Hey, man. Hey, who won the race, man? Who won the race?
Man, if you have to ask that.
Oh, yeah, they won.
You know who the fuck won, nigga.
Tonight.
I don't.
You know ain't no motherfucking Buick gonna whoop no Chevrolet, nigga.
Three love lost, huh?
I'm gonna say it one more again, man.
Yeah,
ain't no Buick gonna whoop no Chevrolet, nigga.
I've been trying to tell folks that. They got a hard headed man that don't.
But the Buick should get a spot. You know what I mean? Get a Buick spot to even it out. You know? I don't know what kind of spot, but Buick needs a spot.